United Shire Studios Symphonic Adventure.
Well, you boys were certainly out late last night. What time did you say they got in, dear?
Nap to two by my watch. I had just gotten up to grab a glass of water and maybe do some light carpentry in the West Wing. That's when I heard them coming in through the kitchen.
Oh, no, Mickey. Don't tell me that you're up all night pottering around on the house again, hammering away in the darkness. You've made such an enemy of the neighbors down the hill.
Well, why do you think I try to do all my work while they're sleeping?
Oh, that's enough, Mickey. Now, why don't you boys tell us just what kept you out till such a fashionable hour?
Oh, well, boy, Pop. Last spring, my family brought our union compass in for show and tell, and he said that he got it when he was
and then we found Wally outside up and some men tied in there.
Now, steady there, boys. The two of you talking both at once isn't going to tell the tale twice as fast, you know.
And then...
My little junior detectives must be working on a pretty big case, huh, Nicky?
More toast, Mrs. P.
Yes, thank you, Hank. And could you fetch me another glass of milk, dear?
Coming right up.
Yes, I'm sure our boys are up to something exciting. But look at them, Linda. They're itching to get out of here.
We'll tell you all about it later, Pop. We gotta go down to the waterfront and see the police.
Now, hold on there, boys. What's all this about the police?
And no time now, Pop. Bye, Pop.
Wait.
Yes, Ma?
Nathaniel.
Yes, Ma?
Well, give your mother a kiss, then.
Yes, Ma. You think the cops are going to have any trouble locating that tunnel?
I don't know, Nathaniel, but it's probably not a bad idea for us to be on hand, you know, in case they have any questions about anything.
Hey, Antonio, what's all that commotion at the newsstand?
Well, it looks like Mrs. Waddles. Well, she's certainly worked up about something, isn't she? Let's see if we can find out what all the fuss is about. Come on.
Why, I just don't understand it. All the polls predicted the city would be turning over the old armory to the ladies' auxiliary. I don't understand it. What could have happened?
Mrs. Waddles, what seems to be the matter?
Oh, hello, Betta boys. Oh, I am beside myself. I gathered signatures for months trying to get the citizens behind turning the old armory into a civic center. But this morning I wake up to this. Oh, it's just too much. I am so mad I could spit!
Armory measure defeated. Listen to this, Nathaniel. The Jetty Bay Armory Initiative had been anticipated to pass readily, but in a surprise upset, the measure was defeated 47-53%.
Antonio, well, that crate up at the fort.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Well, look, Antonio, there's already a squad car at the armory. Let's go, happen to walk by.
Okay, now slow down a minute, Nathaniel. We kind of got to do this just right. Good morning, officers.
Excuse me, boys. I'm afraid I can't let you through here. There's an investigation in progress.
Oh, we know all about that, Officer Brooks. We filed the report at the station last night.
I see. Well, good morning to you.
I'm Antonio, and this is Nathaniel.
We're brothers.
Ah, yes. I see now. Both right here on the report. Weren't you too frightened being up there alone in the dark?
Nah, I'm never frightened when Antonio's around. We're a good team.
Well, I can't say I'd be as calm as you were up there in that spooky fort. You kids have got some iron nerves.
Yeah, our pop always says that about us too. Isn't that right, Antonio?
Iron nerves, that's what he always says.
Well, the sergeant's here now. You two will have to run along.
Morning, Officer Brooks. Now, you two wouldn't happen to be the Pettit brothers, would you?
The very same, sir. Pleased to meet you. I'm Nathaniel.
And I'm Antonio. We filed the report at the station last night.
I know who you both are.
Sarge, I checked the door on the far side of the armory, but there's no sign of entry, and it's locked up tight. I don't think we're going to be able to break it down either. It's pretty solid.
Well, this was an armory, Brooks. It's not supposed to be easy for any old palooka to just bust in.
But you went and got the key at City Hall, huh, Sarge?
No, I didn't. I went to check it out, but it wasn't there.
Maybe the gals from the Ladies' Auxiliary picked it up in advance.
I guess you didn't hear, Brooks. The ladies aren't going to be getting this old rattletrap after all.
What a shame. I know it was going to make a lot of women real happy. Well, you kids ought to head home now. We'll take it from here.
Okay, Officer Brooks. I wish there were some way we could be of more help to you.
Well, you boys have been plenty helpful already. Thank you both, and say hi to your folks.
We will.
but I don't want to hear about you kids heading back up to the fort on your own. That's no place for you kids to be playing around.
Sure, Officer Brooks. Well, thanks anyway, Sergeant Mullaney. We sure appreciate you getting your men together this early and everything.
And if you find anything more, just let someone at the station know.
Hey, Antonio. Those men that tied us up last night. Well, they must have come out of the fort the same way we did, right?
Well, I suppose they must have. Well, Officer Brooks said it didn't look like anyone had used the doors to get out. Well, anyway, they couldn't have gotten out with the doors padlocked from the outside.
Do you think the harbor master spotted anything unusual in the marina this morning?
Oh, good thinking. Well, let's go find out. Excuse me, Master Harbor Master? Mr. Harbor Master? Sir?
Well, ahoy there. Nice morning for it.
Yes, sir. We were wondering if you saw or heard anything unusual around the old armory any time this morning.
Well, as a matter of fact, I did hear something this morning. I was entering a ship that had just docked into the logbook, and it sounded like something heavy was being loaded into, well, a craft of some sort, under the armory. If you hold on a moment, I can take a look and find out which boat was docking at that time. Yes, here we are. It looks like it was the La Mancha. At 0500 hours, captained by Charlie Owen. Ah, good old Charlie.
Do you have any idea where we could find Captain Owen?
Probably still down at the oyster cluster finishing off the morning meal. Spins a pretty good yarn with those other sea dogs. I bet you could catch the end of them if you hurry down, of course.
Oh, thank you, sir.
We'll go see if we can find him right away.
The oyster cloister. Well, I guess this must be the place.
Thanks for stopping by, Emma. Here's to smooth sailing and many returns. Hey, boys, sit yourself where you can. We just hit our breakfast run.
Thank you, ma'am.
We're looking for a man named Charlie Owen.
Well, the harbor master told us to look here.
Charlie? Yeah, that's Charlie at the end of the counter there. If you come to hear one of those yarns, you might have to stand for a bit. The gang are gathered round already. Charlie always brings all these crusty barnacles out for whatever dinghy or sloop they live under to hear that jawbone. Ain't that right, Patty?
You know it!
Antonio, do you see anyone that looks like a Charlie?
No, but... well, maybe one of these ladies will know. Excuse me, ladies. We're looking for a man named Charlie. Charlie Owen? Does anyone know where we might be able to find him?
Well, great news, boys. You're looking at her.
What? Oh, I beg your pardon, ma'am. Well, we thought that Captain Charlie Owen would be, well, you know, a man.
Did you hear that, ladies? They thought Captain Charlie Owen was a man. No, boys. Allow me to introduce myself. Charlene Wilhelmina Owen, captain of the SS La Mancha sailing out of Jetty Bay. But you can just call me Charlie. Everybody does. So what brings a pair of shiny, clean-cut young scouts like you two yipping after old Captain Charlie? Let me guess. Looking to mend your broken hearts by working a season out on the old briny, am I right?
No, ma'am. Oh, no, Captain Owen. Well, we were talking to the harbor master about some things that might have happened in the harbor this morning. Suspicious things.
Ernie sent you, did he? Ernie and me go way back. Probably close to 25 years now, if I had to wager. He used to be in charge of a mighty drifter that he'd haul up and down the seaboard. Now, usually, a lot of boats won't go north of PEI. Too icy, too cold. Not old Ernie, though. He used to motor as far as the Labrador Sea, where the schools of herring spread out thick for miles. Now, any time Ernie had more fish than he could sell, he'd donate the rest to all of the nearby orphanages and schools. I first met Ernie when he made a donation to the Parsonville Home for Wayward Girls, a place that I had the misfortune to call home for a number of years. One day, I got the idea to part ways with the Parsonville Home, so I hopped in one of the empty herring barrels, and next thing you know, I was out to sea.
How did you buy them? Couldn't they tell you what's in there?
Aw, heck, I was only 14 at the time, but I didn't weigh any more than 80 pounds soaking wet. Anyway, eventually Ernie found me in the hold, and he was real mad. He said he was going to bring me back to the home, but I said I'd jump into the ocean if he did. I was never going back to that awful place. The nuns there were some kind of mean. Fortunately, Ernie had been short-handed that season, and he offered me a job for the summer. Showed me the ropes of being a true fisherman. Eventually, I got my own boat and managed to get myself a crew. Most of my gals came from pretty rough places, but with Ernie's help, we've been getting them all cleaned up with jobs of their own. Ernie retired from fishing about 8 years ago and got himself a cushy job working for the port. And now, Jetty Bay's got the world's only all-female fishing fleet.
Wow! How do we not know about that history, Nathaniel?
Well, not everyone in town is entirely cozy having a group of staunch, independent ladies keeping the pirates at bay, but we hold our own. Sister Franny was the cook at the home, and when she got discovered helping my girls out, she got kicked out of the order. Old Ernie pulled some strings and got her set up with this greasy spoon we like to call the Oyster Cloister. Not the prettiest place on the map, but you can get an honest meal at a fair price, and Franny still makes sure the girls don't get too far out of line. Now, just what is it that you two were so hot to ask old Charlie?
The harbor master told us that you were coming into port around 5:45 this morning.
Well, now, he'd be right about that. Now, why would that matter to you little scamps?
Did you happen to notice anything over at the old armory at that time?
Now that you mention it, I did see a couple guys loading something into a little boat and then knifing off into the bay with a bunch of stuff piled in the front. Didn't get a good look at him, but I did remember thinking it was a little strange.
Well, why is that, Captain Owen?
Well, it wasn't the first time I'd seen him.
Really?
Yeah, lately I've been seeing them loading stuff up into the armory and always real early in the morning, like they don't want anyone to see them. But joke's on them. They sit out like barnacles on a buoy, because in Jetty Bay, all the fishermen are women. What of it, then?
Well, yesterday morning, my brother and I were down by the seawall, and our friend Wally came running up to us asking us for help getting something out from under a rock.
It was a diamond.
So, once we started to lift the rock, we were able to get it out.
Excuse me for butting in, boys, but did I hear you mention that you found a diamond?
Our friend Wally did. Well, we helped him, though.
Well, then let me introduce myself. I am Roberta Pendleton, Legislative Secretary to Mayor Judson Dawes. I could not help but overhear your discussion. I happen to know that one of our constituents is missing a very valuable jewel and would be so eager to have it back. Do you have the diamond with you?
Our friend Wally put it in his safe deposit box for safekeeping.
How very industrious. Now, how would you boys like to be real heroes of the day and help me get it back to her?
Okay, sure. Oh, yeah, we'd love to help out, wouldn't we, Nathaniel?
We sure would.
Oh, that is wonderful. Now, if you boys go get your friend Wally to bring the diamond back from the bank, you could bring it by City Hall, and I can make sure it gets back to its rightful owner. She'll be so grateful.
Oh, boy, we'll go get right on it. Thanks, Miss Pendleton.
No, don't delay, boys. After all, you're on official city business.
Hey, I've got to get back to the La Mancha, boys, but you know what? I like you kids. You're welcome down here anytime. If you ever need anything, just come and give me a holler.
Okay, Nathaniel, let's go get Wally.
I can never get the diamond out of his deposit box at the bank.
See ya, Antonio.
I'm kind of a little bit sleepy.
Well, we did only get a few hours of sleep last night.
You think maybe we could go home and take a little nap for a while?
I'm with you, little brother. Hey, why don't we stop here at Morrison Park for a little while and lie down in the grass for a bit so we don't have to trek all the way back home?
Yeah, brother. I'm so sleepy.
Yeah, me too. I'm just going to close my eyes for a couple minutes.
Today,
well, that's good, because think of all the fun we'll have listening to the reception tonight.
Oh, it's going to be just grand when it sits up and going. We're so very close, too.
Nathaniel! Oh, hey, Nathaniel, wake up! It's the Cartwright sisters. We can't let them see us sleeping.
Hmm? What? Why not?
Hi, Adelia. Hi, Osi. It's a beautiful morning we're having, isn't it?
My. Now, what do we have here? You're Antonio, right?
Oh, yeah. We're in the same class at school.
Are you two sleeping? Surely you didn't spend the night here.
No. I mean, well, we were pretending to sleep. It's the very latest thing. It's very fashionable among college kids.
I sure wish we could spend the summer pretending to nap in the park, but we have so much going on.
Oh, hi, Osi. Hey, what are you guys doing here?
We just wanted to make sure you didn't sleep your whole summer away. Delia and I have already read 5 books each, and we're tuning in to hear Clarence Chamberlain give his first public address after his transatlantic flight tonight on our shortwave radio.
He's a famous aviator, one of the best.
He beat out Lucky Lindy by 300 miles.
We know who Clarence Chamberlain is, don't we, Nathaniel?
Well, we're doing plenty, too. We found a box of forged ballots, and we're helping our friend Wally
uncover Ixnay on the Island Day.
Diamond? Is that what you meant?
Can we see it?
We don't have it. I mean, it's in...
Of course they don't have it, OC. A diamond. Just like how we found Chamberlain's replacement propeller, and we're tuning in to hear them congratulate us on the radio. Aren't we, OC? Well, anyway, I guess we better let you get back to your treasure hunting, then. It looks tiring.
Well, never mind that. We have to go now, too. Nathaniel and I are on official business for the mayor's office.
Well, we wouldn't want to get in the way of official business, would we, OC? A pair of smart guys like you, probably right on the verge of cracking the case of the missing mittens or something.
Oh, Delia, stop. Bye, boys. I guess we'll see you in the fall. Have fun with your diamond.
Okay. Yeah, you too.
We don't have a diamond, Antonio.
goodbye.
Hey, Antonio, why'd you get so worked up around Delia? Say, you're not sweet on her, are you?
Delia? Nah. I mean, well, she's the smartest girl in my class and everything, and, well, she's also the best at rope climbing in the gym, and she smells real sweet, and, well, she does have the most beautiful brown eyes, but that doesn't mean anything, right?
Well, how long did we sleep, Antonio? Should we be heading out to pick up Wally?
Well, yeah, it's a good thing Delia knows he did wake us up. It's almost 12 o'clock. I reckon we skedaddle, little D.
There's Mrs. Nelson, hanging laundry on the side yard. Hey, Mrs. N!
Antonio and Nathaniel Pettit. Now, what, pray tell, can I do for you?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Oh, actually, we were hoping we could bring Wally downtown with us.
Oh, no, you don't. The last time Wally went out with you, you kept him out to a frightful hour, and they brought him home in a paddy wagon. I don't need you getting my precious Wally into any more trouble.
Oh, but Mrs. Nelson, well, we found the diamond's rightful owner. We've just got to get it back to them.
Is that so? Well, nevertheless, Wally's grounded.
Oh, but Mrs. Nelson, we're on official business for the mayor's office. They need Wally to retrieve his diamond from the bank so that the mayor's secretary can return it to its rightful owner.
Huh. Oh, is that so? Well, The mayor, you say? Well, how about this? Mr. Nelson is home now, but he's headed back to the bank for his lunch hour. I suppose that he could drive you and Wally down there, mind you though, just to get the diamond out.
Oh yes, we just need to get the diamond, and then we're taking it to City Hall, so we need to take Wally with us too.
Hey guys!
Wally!
The boys here have discovered your diamond's rightful owner, and you're going to have to go down to the bank with your father to get it out.
Oh boy, then are we going to take it to whoever it belongs to?
Yes, but on one condition. I must insist your father will accompany you.
Hot dog!
Father! And you ought to be getting back to the bank.
Coming, Mother. I was just gathering my briefcase and everything. Boy, how the time flies. I suppose I had better be getting back. I was just telling the farmhands out back. I said, guys, I guess I should be getting back to work. And that's when I heard you yelling. Sometime, good dear.
Yes, well, Waldorf, I'd like you to take Wally back down to the bank with you. The Pettit boys here say they found the rightful owner of Wally's treasure.
What, treasure there?
Oh, didn't Junior tell you that he found a large diamond down in the bay?
Wally, did you find a large diamond down in the bay?
Yes, sir. We found it down on the seawall. We put it in a safe deposit box for safekeeping. Didn't Gladys tell you I came to visit yesterday?
Well, I was talking to Hank and Bell down at the hardware store, and time really got away from me, so I figured I better just head home. Well, if your mother wants you to come back to the bank with me, I suppose we might as well get underway. Hop in, son.
Can Antonio and Nathaniel come too?
Oh, yeah, of course they can. We can probably squeeze even a few more of your little friends in, too. Hey, you know anyone who wants to take a ride in my brand new LaSalle?
No, sir, it's just us.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Oh, you know, it's so exciting all you young kids want to learn about banking. It really is fascinating. And if I had your curiousness about banking when I was your age, why, I'd probably be the president of the bank by now. You know, and I am! Because I was interested in banking at your age, son. Just like you and your little friends here. Now let's all go learn about banking. You know, it's in our blood, son.
Great, sir. Come on, fellas, let's go!
Goodness, Mr. Nelson, you are back early today.
Yes, yeah, hello, Dorothy. You remember my young son, Waldorf Jr.?
Oh, yes, Mr. Nelson. We're all very fond of Wally.
Wally, don't you have something you wanted to retrieve from your box?
Yes, sir. Miss Watkins, I'd like to withdraw the diamond from a safe deposit box, please.
Oh, don't tell me you found someone new. Is it another teller down the street?
No. My friends here found who the rightful owner of the diamond is, so we're going to take it back to her.
Well, I'm glad to hear both those things. Mrs. Olafson?
Yes, Miss Watkins?
Would you terribly mind retrieving young Mr. Nelson's safe deposit box from the vault?
Why, certainly.
Thank you, Gladys.
Excuse me, Mr. Nelson?
Yes?
Oh, I meant the senior Mr. Nelson.
Oh, yeah. What can I do for you, Bartholomew?
It's just I have a few contracts that need your signature. And I was hoping, when you had a moment...
Well, unfortunately, I'm afraid those things will just have to wait. Mrs. Nelson insisted I escorted young Wally to the town hall. He's on official city business, you know. Can't delay.
Here's the deposit box you requested.
Thank you, Gladys. Wally, do you have your key?
Yes, Miss Watkins. I keep it on a chain attached to my knickers.
Oh, I know you do, Wally. Such a clever idea. Shame you don't get to keep it, though.
Miss Watkins, the rightful owner of this diamond has been found, and I wouldn't be a very good citizen or neighbor if I didn't follow my sacred duty to see it returned.
Oh, I'm so awfully sorry, Wally. I don't know what came over me. Might you ever forgive me?
All right, son, now thank Mr. Watkins and Mrs. Olson for their time, and let's be off.
Well, yes, sir, but, well... Do you think you could at least authorize this document?
No, wish I could. Goodbye, everybody. Won't be back in today, so Mr. Waddles, you're in charge for usual.
Understood, sir.
United Shire Studios Symphonic Adventure.